Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're tackling a really big one, integrating SAP Commerce Cloud. You probably know it as Hybris with the powerhouse ERP SAP S/4HANA. Yeah, our mission is pretty straightforward: cut through the complexity and show you how these two platforms work together. We want to understand how they create this seamless ecosystem, the big goals, streamlining operations, sure, but also really boosting that customer experience. And data synchronization, well, that seems to be the constant challenge. Okay, let's start with the front end. SAP Commerce Cloud, it's that top-tier e-commerce platform, right? Designed for personalized experiences across all channels. Key things to remember are its omni-channel muscle, so consistent experience on web, mobile, even in stores. And the personalization is powerful, using AI, using analytics to tailor everything.
Exactly. And if Commerce Cloud is the shiny storefront, then S/4HANA, well, that's the brain behind it all. The intelligent ERP system. Think of it as the central nervous system for the business. It's not just about finance. It handles supply chain, everything really. And it's built for real-time data processing. Plus, it has integrated AI to automate those routine, maybe tedious tasks.
Okay, so Commerce Cloud manages the customer interaction. S/4HANA runs the back office.
Precisely. And the magic happens when they're integrated. You get this real-time flow of data connecting the front and back ends, no delays.
Yeah.
That's the crucial difference, you know. Moving from just looking back at reports to making instant smart decisions based on what's happening now.
That sounds incredibly powerful, but also like a massive project. Who needs this most? I mean, who are the businesses that really can't afford not to integrate these two? We saw three main groups pop up. First, those big B2B companies. Huge catalogs, complex orders they need that streamline processing. Second, definitely retail and e-commerce players. For them, it's all about real-time inventory, pricing, order data sync. No overselling, no pricing mistakes. And third, you've got the global organizations. They need one unified platform across different countries, different divisions. No more data silos.
And when you look at the actual benefits, the concrete wins, it really centers on that data consistency, creating that single source of truth. So the first big one is seamless data exchange. Real-time, two-way sync of customer data, product info, inventory, orders. It just cuts out redundancy
No
entirely.
more entering the same thing in multiple systems.
Exactly. And that directly fuels the second benefit, improved efficiency. Automating processes like order handling, updating stock levels, invoicing. It takes the manual slog out of it.
Which frees people up for more valuable work, I imagine.
Right. But the ultimate payoff, the one that hits the bottom line, is that enhanced customer experience. Because you have that instant data, you can offer dynamic pricing that reflects demand and show perfectly accurate product availability. Customers see what they can buy right now.
That makes a huge difference. No more, sorry, that item just went out of stock after they've added it to the cart.
Precisely. But as you said, integrating these giants, it's complex. It needs structure.
Yeah, the sources mentioned a structured 10-step roadmap, which sounds reassuring. You don't just flip a switch. Defining objectives is step one, obviously. But step five caught my eye. Mapping data models. What does that actually involve? Is it like making sure a customer means the same thing in both systems?
You've hit it exactly. That's the core of master data synchronization. If Commerce Cloud sees a product one way with pictures, marketing text, and S/4HANA sees it another way, logistics data, costs, you need to map those definitions rigorously.
Okay, so that mapping prevents the whole thing from falling apart due to conflicting data?
Absolutely. It's detailed, painstaking work, but critical. And that need for rigor brings us to maybe the most crucial decision, selecting the right implementation partner.
Right. How do you choose? What makes a partner truly capable for this kind of integration?
Well, the sources suggest looking beyond just size. You need deep, specific expertise. First, look for certified professionals, architects, developers who genuinely know both SAP Commerce Cloud and S/4HANA inside out. Experience is key too. Proven go-live expertise. How many times have they actually done this successfully? That tells you a lot more than just theoretical knowledge.
Real-world execution, not just plans.
Exactly. And look for signs of real innovation, like proprietary solutions they've built, maybe an auction module or some specific connector they developed because the integration allowed it. That shows deep technical skill. And finally, check for ongoing industry certifications, like with SAP itself. It shows they're current, they're committed to standards, which ultimately reduces your risk.
Okay, so this deep dive really underscores it. Integrating Commerce Cloud and S/4HANA isn't just a tech project, it's a transformative business step. It's about building that robust, scalable ecosystem that runs on essentially zero data latency.
It really is. And maybe here's a final thought to leave you with. If that real-time data sync is the engine, What new strategic doors open up when you completely eliminate delays in knowing your inventory and pricing? Think about the competitive edge you gain from that kind of instant market responsiveness. That's the deeper value locked inside this integration.